communion, a memorial, or the real presence of Christ. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus said. This is my body, he also said, and unless you eat my flesh, you have no life in you. Three traditions read those words with real, careful differences. For words that four traditions read four different ways. At the Last Supper, Jesus held up bread and said two words that have shaped centuries of church division. This is my body. Nearly every Christian tradition takes the Lord's Supper seriously. They disagree, genuinely and carefully, on what those two words mean. The institution, in Jesus's and Paul's own words. Luke 22 verses 19 to 20. He took bread and gave to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. Do this in memory of me. Likewise, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. 1 Corinthians 11 verses 23 to 26. Paul, passing on what he received from the Lord, the same words, plus his own conclusion, As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. A proclamation, Paul calls it, whatever else it is. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 16. Paul again, elsewhere, The cup of blessing which we bless, isn't it a sharing of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, isn't it a sharing of the body of Christ? The Greek word here is koinonia, participation or communion, stronger language than symbol. The verse that raises the stakes further. John 6 verses 53 to 56. Jesus, before the Last Supper even happened, in a much harder-edged discourse, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I in him. Language stark enough that many of his disciples no longer walked with him after hearing it. John 6 verse 66. John 6 verse 63. Jesus' own clarifying line in the same discourse, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. Read by Memorial View Christians as Jesus explicitly pointing away from literal flesh eating. Read by Real Presence Traditions as clarifying how the presence works, spiritually, through the Spirit, not denying it. Where the Greek genuinely carries the debate. Greek, eston. Is, exists, means, represents. The word behind, this I ask my body. In Greek, as in English, is, carries a real range. This ring is my grandmother's, represents, slash stands for, versus, water is H2O identical substance. The Greek word itself doesn't settle which sense Jesus intends. That's precisely where the traditions differ. Greek, koinonia. Fellowship, sharing, participation, communion. The word Paul uses in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 16 for what happens at the table, stronger and more participatory than a bare symbol, which is part of why even traditions that reject a literal change in the elements still often speak of a real, spiritual communion happening there. This is my body. For words, one Greek verb doing a lot of work, and centuries of careful, faithful readers landing in genuinely different places on what it requires us to believe is happening on the table. Views the church has held. Memorial view. The bread and cup are symbols that point back to Christ's finished sacrifice. Do this in remembrance of me, Luke 22 verse 19, is the controlling instruction, and John 6 verse 63, the flesh profits nothing. Clarifies that Jesus is not describing literal eating. Communion is a real, meaningful act of obedience and proclamation, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 26, not a change in the elements themselves. Held broadly across Baptist and much of evangelical Protestantism, associated historically with the reformer Ulrich Zwingli. Real presence, spiritual. Christ is truly spiritually present in the supper, and believers genuinely participate in him, the koinonia of 1 Corinthians 10 verse 16, without the bread and wine becoming his literal physical body and blood. held historically by Reformed and Calvinist traditions, associated with John Calvin, who taught believers are spiritually lifted by the Spirit to feed on Christ, rather than Christ physically descending into the elements. Real presence, substantial. The bread and wine truly become, or, in Lutheran theology, are joined with, Christ's actual body and blood, taking this is my body and John SIXS eat my flesh close to their most direct sense. Catholic theology describes this as transubstantiation. The substance changes, though appearance doesn't. Lutheran theology describes sacramental union, Christ's body and blood present in, with, and under the bread and wine. Held by Catholic, Orthodox, and Lutheran traditions, among the largest bodies of Christians worldwide. What holds across every view? Whichever way a tradition reads, this is, every serious Christian reading of these texts treats communion as something far more than a casual snack, worth real preparation, real self-examination. 1 Corinthians 11 verses 27 to 29 and real reverence. The disagreement is about the mechanism of Christ's presence, not about whether the table matters. Examine for yourself. Read Luke 22 verses 14 to 20, 1 Corinthians 11 verses 23 to 29, and John 6 verses 22 to 66 together in full. Notice how much weight every single tradition places on approaching the table seriously. Then bring your questions to your own church's elders or priest. This is a question tied closely to how your specific tradition practices communion, worth understanding in that context.